Metallica tickets today. You can win them. Going to be in town Friday of next week. You can only win them by calling us, though, and giving us the best answer to who or what are you sick of. So far, some of the notable answers, Knicks fans and players, former players, was said. Cowboys fans here. Mahomes and the Chiefs. Daryl Morey may be my leader in the clubhouse. Although, getting out of your car to go into a Wawa while you keep your car at the gas pump, pretty good one, too.
Is that like our only non-sports answer so far? We've got a lot of sports
that
answers.
And the commercial, the Wagovia commercial.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
Wegovi?
Whatever. Whatever. I don't know what the hell it is. So what are you sick of? Who are you sick of? Best answer, you can win Metallica tickets.
Did you say the Wachovia commercial?
No, Wagovia.
He said Wagovia.
Wagovia. So what is
really
it?
Really like any pharmaceutical commercial.
Wagovi is the drug.
Is that the one where the two
Wachovia
people?
Wachovia is a bear. Well, was a bank, yeah. I guess.
Are there two people in the bathtub? Is that Cialis?
One in the bathtub outside.
Yeah.
Like you'd ever do that. Even you who loves baths.
Correct.
Would you ever do that?
Maybe if it was like a beautiful snowstorm and then I wanted to, heat up in a snowstorm.
Oh, that's the best, though. That'd take a hot tub when it's snowing out.
A hot tub.
So have you done that?
A bath.
You say it's the best. Have you done that?
Yes.
What are we talking about?
Hot tub. I thought you were saying bathtub.
Yeah, hot tub.
Hot tub
yeah.
When it's snowing. Yeah.
Well, I essentially did that in Iceland. I was in the Blue Lagoon.
Yeah, there
in
you
Iceland.
Go.
Yeah, that was beautiful. It wasn't snowing, but it was cold.
And, yeah,
it was pretty cool. All right, a lot happening here. Let me break up the. It's been a little heavy today. Pete Rose, been a little heavy. So I need an answer from you guys on how you handle a situation. I think we've all encountered this before. And the other day I went, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I know John Ritchie would not have done four thank yous. Here's the scenario. It happened to me about 2 weeks ago, leaving work.
Yeah, I think four thank yous is redundant.
It is.
Didn't John
Ritchie
do it on the air once with somebody?
Oh, yeah, with that blondie. What was her name?
Oh, yes, Cindy Margolis.
Cindy Margolis.
Yeah. Oh. And you thanked her a thousand times.
Thank you, Cindy. Thank you.
Well, the truth was
she was just like talking to you.
I had very little else to say.
Thank you so much.
Anyway, here's the scenario. I know we've all been through some variation of this before, and I know John would not do what I did the other day. What's the proper protocol? So leaving work the other day, we have a series of doors. I mean, from where we work inside, the door to get outside, and then the
it's
door
like
to
Fort Knox.
Yeah, door to get in a parking garage, and then like another door. So
sometimes you got to scan stuff.
Correct.
To get through.
Yes.
You got a turnstile.
Same person. It was a woman just like 2 weeks ago. She's in front of me for all four doors. Holds the first door open for me. Now let me be clear. She was like. Clearly in front of me. Normally, I would hold a door open for a woman. Don't be coming after me like I'm some pig here, all right? I'm going to hold the door open for a lady kind of guy. But, like, she was, like, totally in front of me. So she gets the first door, and it's not far before the second door and then the third door. So anyway, she opens the door. Holds it, she, just kind of nudges it open as I pass through. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Like, at this point, you acknowledge we're at three, a little chuckle. Thank you again. Now, Devin, what's the proper protocol here? Four thank yous. One, two, break into a conversation about the ridiculousness of it. Like, what? How do you handle this?
I mean, I think you handled it well. I would just say thank you every time.
Because John wouldn't.
Really?
John, you would never do four thank yous. I don't buy it. It's not because you're rude. It's not in your bag of. What's the word here?
Bag of tricks.
I would
personality
probably stop. Yeah. I would probably stop.
I know you would. I mean, it was awkward. Let me be clear. It was
how super. Far apart are the doors?
Well, going down. It's,
clearly,
it's
she knows
relatively
that you're
close.
Thankful by the third.
Correct.
And then,
she knows
and
by
then
the
it's
second.
Just, it's almost like you're mocking thanking.
I know.
If you go four.
Yeah, I felt like,
right.
Don't mock
I feel like
thanking.
It just gets weird after a little bit.
I felt like a doofus. I felt like a world-class doofus.
So what did she say after the fourth thank?
First time or first like two times, and then she gets the gist.
After the fourth thank, was she just like, yeah, I know.
I really don't remember. I just know that I knew it was silly. I think she knew it was silly. But I didn't want to, not say thank you.
Yeah, because I hate
I think
people
you
who don't acknowledge.
Right?
Like, if I hold a door for
somebody
and they walk through, I'm like, yo, like, what?
And then, Rhea, imagine this scenario. Yep. Let's say the head of Odyssey's there, doesn't see one, two, and three, sees me with door four, sees me not say thank you, then I'm the jerk.
I think you just make a joke of it at three and four.
Well, I had a little chuckle.
Yeah.
I
go, all right, here we go again. Yeah. Thank you.
Correct.
And it would have a good one. You know, just switch up the phrasing, you know?
Right. Danke Shane.
Yeah, this is a little awkward.
Gracias.
Right?
Yeah, just start firing up new ones.
I appreciate it again. You know, anyway, it was one of those moments. I'm sure people have had that. You know, it's an awkward one. NBA wide open. Pacers eliminated last night. Look, I lament the Sixers fall.
Cavs eliminated.
Cavs, I'm sorry. Cavs.
Pacers advance,
sorry,
yeah.
Sorry. Cavs eliminate. I lament the Sixers fall because it really does show you how wide open the league is. And by the way, has been for a number of years. And the Sixers really did not seize the opportunity.
Can I say something about that, though?
Please.
It might be, I don't want anyone to think I'm being insensitive because what happened to Jason Tatum was horrible. But that's a really serious injury. And yeah. He already had surgery. I'm assuming he's going to miss either all of next season. I don't know if they've announced like how much time he's expected to miss a big chunk
good
of
chunk.
It.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good opportunity if you're a team like the Sixers where, you know, the dominant Celtics are going to be without their best player.
Yeah.
And the Sixers will be with their best player?
Yeah, good point.
Well,
Giannis could also be on the move.
To be seen, Rhea.
Oh, Devin, stop.
Who their best player is, I'm not sure who that will
well,
be.
Well, the only one that's good enough to make a difference for a title is Embiid. And I'm with Rhea that I just don't buy the likelihood that he plays 65 games and plays them at a dominant level. I just don't buy it. But, man, they are shoveling stuff out there, Rhea. I mean, it's been a media tour for Nick Nurse, Daryl Morey.
I'm okay with Nick Nurse. Nick Nurse was hung out to dry last season.
Yeah, I feel bad for him.
I mean, I
agree with that.
Yeah,
but here's what I'm telling you right now.
I think he's a good coach.
I'm not sure.
He won a championship. So.
I'm just telling you what I won't appreciate if we find out to be true.
Yeah.
That Joel can't answer the bell again. They're not saying definitively that he can't, but they're putting a lot of bat signals out there that they expect a much better Embiid.
I will find it.
Don't you do this if you're Daryl Morey, though,
you know
to
what?
Sort of take the heat off yourself?
You know what?
Try to stack this so that it's everything lies in Joel's, like,
at some point, you got to be authentic.
Court.
At some point, you got to keep
He's
it
never
real.
Been authentic.
I would love to see the authentic. I would love to start seeing authenticity at some point.
It's like baseball.
I don't think it's ever coming from Daryl Morey.
Yeah. No.
Anyway, we'll take your reaction on the Sixers. And one more thing. So baseball, you know, letting Pete Rose into baseball when he's dead. Now, John, Mike Tyson weighed in on this. Tyson has weighed in on Pete Rose now being eligible for, like, attending a baseball game. That's what he's now eligible for. He's eligible for MLB, but he's dead. And Mike Tyson has commented.
What type of legacy would you like to leave behind when it's all said and done?
Well, I don't know. I don't believe in the word legacy. I just think that's another word for ego. That's just some word everybody grabbed onto. Now it's used every 5 seconds. It means absolutely nothing to me. I'm just passing through. I'm going to die, and it's going to be over. Who cares about legacy after that? What a big ego. So I'm going to die. I want people to think that I'm this. I'm great. No, we're nothing. We're just dead. We're dust. We're absolutely nothing. Our legacy is nothing.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. That is something that I have not heard before, someone say that as an answer.
Can you really imagine somebody say, I want my legacy to be this way when you're dead? You think somebody really wants to think about you? I want people to think about me when I'm gone. Who the cares about me when I'm gone?
Well, that's some insightful stuff. It seems like they might have listened to Mike Tyson closely while ruling on
Rose. I think so. Obviously, he wasn't talking about Rose, tongue in cheek, but that was from about 6 months ago. And I think his point to me kind of holds to my point. Like, they honor Pete Rose by putting him back in once he's dead because he's dead.
Do you think he's a slam dunk to get in?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Absolutely not. But I don't like that he's not on the regular ballot for a period of time.
A 5-year thing. You have to get in within that 5-year thing for the regular voters.
But he was never on the ballot. Is he ineligible for that ballot if he was never eligible for it?
Do you think they really thought this out real well? No. But here, the crazy thing is, so now you've got players who are going to vote, players and veteran media members.
Yeah.
And the ones who voted on it last year might, because it's only a 3-year term.
Mm.
So, and I looked up the media people from last year, and it wasn't like anybody we really knew.
Okay.
You know, I mean, that might be old-time baseball.
Right? And this is the crew that put, like, Harold Baines on a few years ago and some of those guys.
Yeah. Which, you know.
Yeah, that was not a good decision. No. Well, look, we'll see in the coming. Hey, by the way, it's not going to be till 2027. For whatever reason, the vote's in, like, fall or winter of 26, and then he would go in
December of 27, he'd go in 28.
The whole thing makes no sense. Let's go to the phones. Pete Rose, do you agree with my assertion, contention, that it's cowardly of baseball to arrive at this conclusion because he died? And by the way, here's the statement from Manfred, part of it, just a brief little. He said, obviously a person no longer with us cannot represent a threat to the integrity of the game. Let's just get a ruling on that. Do you guys agree with that statement from Manfred? I don't. Again, the sentence, obviously a person no longer with us, by that he means dead. Obviously a person no longer with us cannot represent a threat to the integrity of the game. True or false, John?
In a closed-minded world, yes. What he's saying here is Pete Rose cannot gamble while dead.
He can't embarrass the Major League
He
baseball.
Is saying that, but for people that don't think he should be in the Hall,
it
he's
will
now
tarnish it.
Eligible. Yeah. He's now he's going to be eligible, is eligible for the Hall. That does impact like the concept of you won't make the Hall if you bet on baseball when you weren't allowed to. He's now got a shot to make the Hall, which I would say, and I'm pro Pete Rose for the Hall. I've gone back and forth a million times. All right, a million times. I've changed my opinion 10,000 times. That's less than a million, but you get my point. But like I think I lean toward Pete in the Hall, but I acknowledge for people that think he should not be in the Hall, I at least respect that it's trying to maintain the standard of integrity for baseball as it relates to gambling, as it related to the 20th century.
Well, and the gambling thing, it's where the people who don't want him in, it's very simple. It's posted on every clubhouse.
Absolutely.
I mean, it was never
and was because of the Black Sox throwing the World Series in 1919, was the thing in baseball.
You couldn't miss it. And the steroids was never illegal when Bonds correct. And well, Clemens were allegedly doing it.
So the correct? Problem with that one, it wasn't illegal in baseball, but it was illegal in America.
Yeah.
So that always, because I've always said, so does baseball need to have a rule you can't kill someone? Like baseball doesn't have a rule that says.
Well, Ty Cobb's in the Hall of Fame, right?
Ty Cobb is in the Hall of Fame. And but you get my point? Like there is, in baseball, there's no rule that says you can't murder. But in America, there's a rule that says you can't murder.
But there is a character clause, correct?
There is a character clause.
We go around all the, over
guys,
the
baseball's
place.
Going around. America's gone round and round on this for 35 years. Yeah. All right, what do you make of it? My main thing today is I just don't like how baseball arrived at this. I think it's cowardly to say we remove him from the permanently ineligible list because he's dead. What is that? What is that? Let's go to the phones. Paul in Downingtown. Paul, good morning.
Hey, Joe, completely agree with you on Pete Rose, man. It's 100% chicken stuff.
Right.
And, you know, it's okay, like, for Major League Baseball to make a statement that, you know, what you do on the field and what you do in your life off the field are equally important. And if you screw up your life so badly that you're an embarrassment to baseball, you know, maybe it's okay that you don't get to go on the Hall of Fame. I mean, that's an honor. It's not something anyone's entitled to. And I think baseball should feel comfortable saying that. And I understand some of the issues that exist because there's already some really crappy people in the Hall of Fame.
Always.
But you have to be comfortable making that stand. I mean, it's okay. I don't know if they're afraid of consumer backlash or I don't know what absurd reason they're using to justify this, you know, kind of straddle the brook.
Well, we know the reason. It's been stated because he's dead. And in the commissioner's opinion, quote, obviously a person no longer with us cannot represent a threat to the integrity of the game. I don't think that statement is even accurate because I think you honor him, and I'm not saying it's wrong to do so, but I'm saying you do honor him by placing him back in the game, which I think undercuts the purpose years ago to remove him from the game for what they deemed to be a stain on the integrity of the game. I think the Absolutely. Whole thing is like to me, this would not hold up in a court of law. It makes no sense.
No, it doesn't. And even historically speaking, it doesn't make any sense because I can take some pretty horrible historical figures and put it into that same context. What they did still matters. It still affects people today. The whole line is garbage, Joe. I 100% agree with you. It's just chicken stuff. But, you know, onto something maybe a little bit different, a little easier, is the Eagles. I am a little concerned, like you, about the short weeks, especially in November. I mean, it's only four games in that month, and we've got two short weeks already. The lack of Sunday 1 o'clock games is disappointing for me. But, you know, it kind of comes with the territory. The Eagles are kind of the shining gem of the NFL right now. I think they've actually kind of surpassed Kansas City in that regard. And, that's just the way it's going to be. There's going to be a lot of primetime games. There's going to be a lot of, you know, not Sundays at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, you're right. And that's going to complicate things.
Be proud of it.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's about time. Because we went through some horrible years and some horrible stuff. So to get to be the team at the top, it's great. And that's even why, you know, even though I agree with Richie that Dallas doesn't, deserve the spotlight of the opening game, you know, just like Rhea and a lot of other people, like, I hate Dallas so much. I am petty. And I wish that championship flag could be raised, like, directly through Jerry's box so that, like, it touches him on the way to the top. You know what I mean? Like, I hate him so much.
Like, you know how disturbing he would be. How disturbing that would be for him if it was touching him, like just.
Oh yeah, I would love that. You know, I mean,
on the way
thing
up.
I've ever liked about the Cowboys is Michael Irvin after he was a Cowboy. Like, he's awesome on TV, but like, you know, like Aikman and all those other guys, I don't even like them now. You know, I still can't stand them. I'm just,
you know, from that team.
Thing.
You know who I liked from that team that era, Paul? I really respected Aikman and I really respected Emmett. You know, Michael Irvin drove me nuts. Oh. Deion drove me nuts. Jimmy Johnson drove me nuts. But I thought Emmett and Troy seemed like really, I thought they were not only world-class players, but they seemed like great guys. Paul, give me an answer. Who or what are you sick of?
Emmett Smith might not be the best running back in NFL history, but he's one of the toughest. So, but the things I don't like anymore, I'm really confused by. I grew up a caddy, a busboy, a waiter. I relied on tips. I like them. But tipping culture is so confusing now. Like, I'm reluctant to give the guy a tip that literally walks the pizza from the pizza oven to the counter. Like, I don't want to tip that guy.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of over-tipping. I kind of think Europe does it right. Pay people more. Just pay them more and get rid of tipping.
Well, I don't want to get rid of tipping, but I'll say this. I don't like when you're at I'll call it a regular store, like a Panera.
Oh.
And they flip the freaking thing around that you have to tip the person behind the counter. You're not my waiter
or
waitress.
Can you believe it?
You're not a waiter or waitress.
And why is it? And I think it's generally just accepted that is now the way of the world.
Yeah. People advocated for it. They got it. And I'm sure they're making more bucks. And it's good for them that they're making more bucks. I'm not trying to be some, you know.
And
in a Christmas Carol. That's his name. Scrooge.
Scrooge. I agree that you need to tip. You need to tip healthily. You know, like,
and I
like
do.
For service
not
jobs.
Not at the buffet bar.
Well, that was a screw up. I hadn't thought of it.
Teasing.
I know you are, but like, that was uncomfortable.
You know what drives me nuts at certain places now? There's like two or three different charities I have to get through before when I swipe my card. It's like, do you want to donate to this show? And I'm going, what?
It's a lot.
Come on.
It's a lot. Should they flip that thing around to you when it's just a regular food order?
No.
I don't think so.
They do it at the ballpark too. It's not just even Panera.
Yeah.
Like concessions.
I'm not trying
amazing.
To be.
Amazing.
I'm not
it's
trying
amazing.
To be the,
and then you feel like a jerk. You have to go like, no, I don't want to donate to children or something like that.
You know what the solution is? Have you thought of it?
Don't ask.
Pay cash.
Well, that too. Yeah.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
If you pay cash, which let's be real, a lot of us don't have Honest anymore, you know, but if you pay cash, there's nothing to flip around to you.
Well, then you have to give them cash. And what if you
no,
get
you do.
Back?
And you got to get the grimy change back and all that nonsense.
It is pretty gross.
215.
I'm now grossed out by change. And I was like the farthest from OCD. Although I guess we learned that I'm OCD with numbers the other day.
Okay.
I have weird problems with the adding up of numbers. But now change also. So germ OCD.
Yeah, a little bit.
Which was not an issue for me prior to the COVID thing. Now it is.
Sure. All right, let me throw an Eagles roster topic out at you. So Elliot put a poll out the other day. I don't think he had quite the right way to frame it going in because he references with Derek Carr retiring. Now the Saints did draft a quarterback. What was it, early second round or high first? End of first.
It was second.
They got that guy instead of
40th overall.
Instead of Shedeur Sanders, they took that second rounder, that guy, whoever that guy's.
So, Tyler Shough.
Okay. Maybe he starts year one, maybe he doesn't. Who knows? And listen, the Saints is a reasonable team to ask the question for, but I think the Steelers would have been a better team. But anyway, Here's Elliot's poll question the other day, and we have the results. I want to get right to it because I want to get everyone's opinion what it would take for you. Poll question Elliot put up was, with Derek Carr retiring, if you were Howie Roseman, what would it take for you to trade Tanner McKee to the Saints? Or let's say by extension to the Steelers, et cetera, whoever. So the poll choices were second, third, fourth, and wouldn't trade them. So let's start, Rhea. Would you trade Tanner McKee for a two?
Yes.
Would you trade him for a three?
Maybe.
I know. That's where it gets tricky,
that's
right?
Where it, yeah, that's where it it'd have to be a three and something else.
John, would you trade Tanner McKee for a two?
Yes.
Would you trade him for a three?
He was a sixth-round draft
pick. He's pretty good,
so
man.
Less than that, yeah. You are great. You are upgrading. You are making this team better if you trade him for a fifth, a fourth, a third.
John, yes. I got a shot to win another Super Bowl, and if Jalen gets hurt, I want someone to go in there that can win it. And I fear without McKee, I don't have that guy.
Well, you have the
right?
Have an unhealthy fixation with the third string quarterback.
John, Tanner McKee can
play. He's going to be second.
He's second, and he's pretty good.
They drafted Kyle
McCord.
He's really
good.
I think he's really great, Devin.
They brought in Dorian Thompson Robinson. He was good against third string preseason defenders.
I'm trying to beat the Chiefs in another Super Bowl.
Everyone just stop.
He went in.
He's a third string.
Who's third string?
He's Tanner McKee.
He is the second string quarterback.
When has he played? When has he played against starters in the NFL?
He played in a game and a half.
When did he against backups?
Cowboys and Giants have
trash
starters
time,
in.
Correct?
No, that's not. He played a full game.
Garbage time?
Can he? No.
Who was he playing with?
We'd have to look it up. Isn't it the game Saquon broke the record?
Yes.
I mean, it went to 2000?
Tanner McKee played against, was it the Giants or Cowboys? I get those two mixed up.
I think
up.
It was the Giants game, but it was one of them.
Yeah. Kenny Pickett went out with a rib injury.
He played a game and a half. He played very well.
All right, great. And
he had some
I still look at him, great.
Would you trade him for a fourth rounder?
Yes.
He was a sixth round draft pick.
That if doesn't you mean get you just
what
better
is
that?
Who cares what pick we
have? We have four quarterbacks on the roster right now.
And you trust those other two to go play the Chiefs in the Super Bowl?
I don't know. I need to see them. Don't you?
I'd be more informed if I saw him, but I know this. I saw Tanner McKee. I trust that guy if I need him. I would not trade him for a third rounder.
I don't trust a guy that I've seen play against backups in the NFL.
I've always been impressed with him.
He played at the end
much,
of a
but,
season yeah. and against backups in the preseason. I'm not taking away from him. At Stanford, he was amazing.
No, you are taking away from him.
I'm telling you, you have an ungodly overestimation of backup quarterbacks.
Talk to Devin. She's telling you he's really good also. Talk to her.
Devin, you have an ungodly overestimation of backup quarterbacks.
Even when Kenny Pickett was on the roster, I would trust Tanner McKee going in a high leverage situation should he need to. I'm not saying he should start over Jalen Hurts by any means, but I'm saying we put a lot of weight in the backup quarterback position here in Philadelphia because of our history with
it.
And Tanner McKee.
And I don't think GMs around the NFL do the Tanner same
McKee
way.
Tanner McKee
is why teams like the
Saints now need a quarterback. Like the Steelers, they don't have a quarterback.
Guys, the backup quarterback for the Eagles saved the 06 season, the 12 season. Not 12, but 10. When Foles, I'm getting all confused. Vic saved 12. No. Vic saved 10. Foles saved 13. Foles saved 17. Foles saved 18.
Did you have any faith when Marcus Mariota was your
backup? No, and he wasn't.
But
you know what I could see? Well, Minshew was smidgen.
Minshew was okay.
But I could see in the preseason, I could see that Mariota stunk. I could see
it. We all could see it.
I thought in the limited times we've seen McKee in the preseason, I thought he looked good.
Well, he's looked good.
And then he played a game and a half of regular season football, and I thought looked good. Look.
So you think Tanner McKee is going to go off and be a starter for an NFL team?
In 2024, I know not a big sample size here, but in the time that he played, 323 yards, 4 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. 117 quarterback rating.
Here's my prediction for you, John. When Tanner McKee's time with the Eagles is... Here's my prediction. We'll find out who's right or wrong. When Tanner McKee's time with the Eagles is done, which could be sooner with the trade or when he's a free agent in like a year or two, my prediction is he will be an NFL starting quarterback. You disagree?
I disagree. He's probably not going to be. But if he gets a chance and makes good on it, he's got that opportunity potentially. Not a great shot at doing that.
I think he's pretty good. Well, anyway, the poll result of what people would trade Tanner McKee for, 21% said they wouldn't trade him.
I don't know if I would trade him.
Well, if you got a first rounder?
Yes, that's a different big deal. I would, but
all right, 21% said they wouldn't trade him. By the way, in this poll, there was no first rounder, just to be fair. So the poll was second, third, fourth, wouldn't trade him for what it's worth. 21% said they wouldn't trade him essentially for a 2, 3, or 4. 47% said they would trade him for a 2. 25% said they would trade him for a 3. 7% said they'd trade him for a 4. I would not consider trading him until it became a 2. I would not trade him for a 3 or 4. All right, coming up in 1 minute, right back to the phones on all these topics. 215-592-9494. Right back to the calls in a minute. Hey, let me tell you about United Tire and Service. They're amazing. They're phenomenal. They're like, you know, the best. Greg and the entire squad, wonderful people, true experts at what they do. Care of your car, care for you, customer service, the whole deal. There's tons of locations throughout the Delaware Valley, 10 different locations. And they're doing something really great now for our community as well. United Tire has partnered with the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia to help fund life-saving care, comfort, and, of course, for brighter days. So whether you need service or not, this May, and obviously we're about halfway through the month of May, this May, stop in your locally owned and operated United Tire and Service. Please consider donating to support Children's Hospital, support CHOP, and United Tire will match dollar for dollar and give you a voucher for $50 off a new set of 4 tires. Sounds like a tremendous initiative, in my opinion. They match dollar for dollar and give you a voucher, $50 off a set of 4 new tires. Find the location nearest you at UnitedTire.com. 10 locations throughout the Delaware Valley. That's UnitedTire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. Let's go to Tom in Abington. Yo, Tom.
Yo, gang. How are we doing this morning?
Doing great, Tom.
Hey, Hammer, nice of you to show up to work today.
Yeah, I figured why not, you know? I mean, let me put it this way. If the Phillies are going to play 2, I can play 1.
There you go. It's the summer. We know how that goes.
Thank you. That's right.
So, if you'll allow me to, I want to touch on all 3.5 teams in the city.
Go for it.
All right. We'll start off with the Philadelphia second rounders. They're going to mess this up. They're either going to trade this pick away or they're going to draft the wrong guy. That's just what they do. They're pretty much the joke of professional sports. And I'm convinced that the NBA is rigged at this point. Then you have the Flyers. They're probably 2 years away from being good. Oh, and they need a goalie, which they probably have needed since Hexie left town, which leads me to the fraudulent Phils. Ultimately, I think they're going to break our hearts this year, and then God knows what happens to this squad down the road. So that leaves the only real team in town, our beloved Birds. I'm with you, Joe. I love what the NFL has done with their schedule. I think that they are kind of punishing Dallas. I think they went to Dallas and said, hey, you're supposed to be America's team, huh? Well, for the past quarter century, you guys haven't sniffed a championship game. Meanwhile, your division foes, those Philadelphia Eagles, they've been to 4 Super Bowls. Oh, by the way, they won 2 of them. So why don't you go up there to the link, watch them raise that banner for the whole world to see.
Yeah.
I just can't wait to see Jerry Jones's face as that banner's being raised.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. I love it. And I think the talk in the town yesterday primarily that the Cowboys aren't worthy of the game is missing what I think is the bigger story for us here in Philly, which is the Eagles get to honor themselves in front of the Cowboys. And make the Cowboys, they get to put the Cowboys' face in the dirt. And I don't see how that's a bad thing in any way.
No, and by the way, they're not a worthy opponent.
They're not a worthy opponent as a team. But I will say this, I think they're going to be better than people think. But are they going to be better than the Lions? Probably not. But they are worthy from this one standpoint, and it's an important one for the NFL purposes. Ratings. Now, unless the game becomes a runaway, and that's possible. Look, if the Eagles are up 24-6 and it's like third quarter, then there's probably going to be some people turning it off in America, and maybe the ratings go down. But I would bet you that there will be more ratings for an Eagles-Cowboys game than an Eagles-Lions game. And that's a big consideration for the NFL.
Sure, absolutely. So I'm looking forward to it. I think it's great. So I'm with you on that. So what am I sick of? I already won Metallica tickets from you guys. Thank you very much. But you guys already had the winning answer, and I'm just going to double down on it. Who out there isn't sick of the out-of-breath, big-headed, whack-beard-wearing Daryl Morey?
Well, he's already been, I got you. He's already been said. It might be the winning answer today. We shall see. Hey, Doc, tomorrow at 9. Be tuned tomorrow at 9 o'clock for Brian Dawkins, which is going to be a blast. He's going to be in studio with us for an entire hour. Doc tomorrow with us at 9 o'clock. Let me tell you our Twitter poll. We got three of them. Twitter poll questions of the day, all brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin Certified One Owner, pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. ArminChevy.com, together let's drive. First poll question, are you concerned about Bryce? Short-term or long-term? Are you concerned? Yes or no? I am not. Now, I get why people are, but I'm not there yet. Second poll question, do you like the Eagles playing Dallas week one? Yes or no, I do, but I sense most people don't. Third poll question, is it cowardly, and that's the word we apply to it, is it cowardly for Major League Baseball to reinstate Pete Rose only after he died? Yes or no? I believe the answer to that is yes. Look, you can vote on all of these, and I'm sure they're all going to be split polls. Vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter, weigh in on the phone lines. By the way, all this available for you on Time's Yours as well. Time's Yours line, if you know, you've been trying to call today, maybe you got a busy signal. Obviously, our phones are often jammed. Get any of this off your chest with Time's Yours, 215-238-4500. Best of the best, make the show today at 945, 215-238-4500. All right, back with all the calls. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
After years of wear and tear, you've made the decision. It is time for a knee, hip, or shoulder replacement. Talk to your doctor. You got a date set. Well, the team at NovaCare Rehabilitation is here for you. Because did you know attending physical therapy before your replacement surgery can significantly help your recovery post-surgery? Then what the cool thing is, you already know your NovaCare's physical therapist. You trust them to help you fully heal because they are experts in balance, gait training, and pain management. Because let's face it, your joint replacement needs are unique. NovaCare's team will develop an individualized treatment plan. It'll get you back to feeling strong and to doing the things you love to do. It's not a decision you came to lightly, so rely on the physical therapy provider you know and you trust. Choose NovaCare to get back to work, sports, and life. To learn more about the benefits of physical therapy before and after your joint replacement surgery, or to schedule an appointment at one of their 150 convenient locations, go to NovaCare.com. NovaCare, the power.